Hello and welcome to Parking Thought, the podcast and YouTube channel where we share our thoughts when we park, sometimes in a chair, oftentimes in our car. You're going to want to like and subscribe wherever you happen to find us. Our mission is to help make sure we don't overlook the good in the world. And on this show, we explore the contribution of systems and people we often take for granted. Curiosity, meet gratitude. My name is Jacob and I'm glad you're here today. In this edition, we're going to be talking about the sink. Yes, that thing that you wash your hands in, the thing that does that or helps you do the dishes. The kitchen sink, the bathroom sink, there are sinks everywhere, sinks for everyone. You get a sink, she gets a sink, everybody gets a sink. So where do these things come from and how did we end up with them? Well, for hundreds, if not thousands of years, people have been washing their hands and other items, you know, using bowls of various shapes. And one of the things that I find interesting is when you look up the Wikipedia article for sinks, it takes sinks and wash basins and puts them in the same category, but they're not exactly the same category. And let me start off by explaining a little bit of sink history. So in the past 200 or so years, one of the things that we've been able to notice is that running water has been able to be delivered. And since most people were right-handed in the United States, running water was delivered and turned on or off on the right knob, right? So in the United States, the right hand always symbolizes cold water or neutral temperature water. And the left hand or left knob always symbolizes hot water. Now, this isn't the case everywhere, because although the United States had cold water first or running water first and then had, you know, hot water added on as technology improved. And yeah, we don't often think of plumbing as technology. When we start to think about plumbing as technology, it's actually really cool and how it evolved. So if you look at, and in the United States, we right hand cold, left hand hot. And that's not true everywhere. It's not true in some of the countries that have more recently developed, where hot and cold water were available as soon as running water became available. Oftentimes, you'll find that the design choice to put hot or cold on the left or the right is simply up to whoever installed it. And that can be a little disconcerting as you travel overseas. You may want to check your shower temperature before you step into it, should you be off and traveling. Now, that being said, right, hot and cold, left and right, are out there and are definitely things that are interesting. One of the other things that's interesting is how we use a sink. And previously, faucets were designed to use sinks differently than they are today. So if you were to go into pretty much anywhere, right, to look at a new faucet, you would probably have one nozzle coming off of the faucet that would have hot and cold built into it already. And I wasn't really aware or wasn't very mindful of sinks until the Army sent me to a barracks that was built in World War II. And yep, it was 2008 and we were still living in there and using it. And it was made of wood and had a lot of interesting quirks. No air conditioning was obviously a thing, and as well as a few other things. And one of them was the sinks and the way the sinks were designed. So the way the sinks were designed was it would have a nozzle and a knob for cold water and a nozzle and a knob for hot water, which meant that if you wanted to just wash your hands, you had to choose either hot or cold to wash your hands, because there was no singular faucet where hot and cold would combine and allow you to have warm water to wash your hands. And this is more of that mentality that we used to have in this country, as we were learning to adopt the new technology of hot and cold water. And as that was coming into fruition, right, the idea here was that the sink was more of a wash basin. So to use those sinks in these old World War II barracks, the design idea was that you would put a stopper in, fill up the sink with the water, and then imagine if you were shaving, you'd, you know, shave and then rub your or swish your razor into the water that was in the wash basin, you know, at that point in time. And I remember growing up and seeing that that's how my dad shaved. And to me, I never really put a whole lot of faith in the idea that those sinks were terribly clean. And so I didn't ever use them as a wash basin. I would simply just turn on the hot water and use that tap to wash my face. And when it was time to wash my hands, I'd end up having to use cold. But it got me thinking. It got me thinking of how really things have been different and how in somebody's lifetime, you can go from having no technology to some technology to an improved version of that technology. You can imagine in the same generation that you had people who grew up and didn't have indoor plumbing, and then they had indoor plumbing, and then that indoor plumbing was improved upon with the advent of hot water. And I bring that up today because we are living in an age where we have technologies, evolutions like that happening much quicker, much more iterative than what we did with indoor plumbing. It's much faster to iterate when it comes to software than it is when it comes to physical hardware and plumbing and pipes and those sorts of things. And we should not lose sight of being fascinated by that technology evolving and moving forward and just how really cool it is. I mean, it would have taken decades in some cases to go from no indoor plumbing to indoor plumbing to indoor plumbing with hot water. Now we often take it for granted. It's a part of modern homes. And, you know, the same thing that has happened with our applications and other things that we use on our phones, they have become much more elegant over the years. And we don't often pause to think about, well, where we started. And so I challenge you, if you want to, find an old piece of tech sitting around your house, try to use it, see what happens when you do, and start to see and appreciate that iterative improvement that we've become accustomed to and used to, and that is a regular part of our lives. All right, so now it's time to move on. Now that we've talked about sinks, it's time to move on to the Light the World update. For those of you guys who are just tuning in the month of December, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints runs a program called Light the World. And they send out a daily prompt to encourage you to do something to help make the world a better place. Now, whether you agree with the religious philosophy or not as the motivation behind it, right, having those daily prompts and encouraging you as the weather is getting colder and the days are getting darker, at least on the Northern Hemisphere, to be able to brighten up somebody else's day, I think is a good thing. And if you wanted to sign up for those daily prompts, you could do that over at churchofjesuschrist.org, and there's a calendar. So since a last posting, one of the suggestions was to donate to a charity, a reputable worldwide charity of your choice. And I often do that through my work. We contribute to the United Way campaign, and the United Way is very good at not just sharing money with folks, but doing it in a way that helps coach those with positive aspirations and goals to be their most successful selves. And so that's one of the ways that I do that with just in my daily life. And it's kind of fun. You know, it makes you feel like there's somebody on the other end of it who I never get to meet and who I don't know, who benefits from my ability to be able to share. And that's a neat way to do it. I think today's prompting just posted while I was recording this episode. And so I'll have to take a look at it and let you guys know in the future where that leads me. And I'd love to hear about where it leads you. So if you have been participating in the Light the World campaign, feel free to leave a comment below and use the hashtag Light the World. It would be fun to see and hear how that's going for you. And even if you're not following the precise daily prompts that, you know, are suggested by the website, you're welcome to share some other way that you're lighting the world and helping to make things better in people's lives. All right, so this is where I close out this episode, and I gotta go to my notes to do that because I still don't have it memorized. This podcast can be delivered directly to your favorite device by using the subscribe links you can find in the show notes or over at parkingthought.com. We're also on Spotify, Radio Public, Pocket Cast, CastBox, Apple Podcasts, Google Play Music, and Stitcher. And I'm even trying to see what it's like to get this thing out on Instagram. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, and those of us who don't know where we fit because we're not sure if we've ever really going to grow up, remember, in a world where you can choose to be anything, why not choose to be grateful?